something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. And we've got breaking news yet again today. Luigi Mangione, the man who assassinated the United Healthcare CEO last week, has been apprehended in Altoona, Pennsylvania. That occurred yesterday. And today, his extradition hearing, I'm not sure if it has completed, but it was ongoing as I got on air. Extremely interesting arguments being made by Mr. Mangione himself, as well as the district attorneys. Cardi was very kind enough to get together some of the sound of this breaking news as we were getting on the air. It's always fun when we're trying to get that done for you all right as we start off the show. Cardi, I'm going to let you set up this next bit of sound so that folks know what we're listening to, and then let's take some of these sounds, and then I'm going to zoom back out for y'all and ask you a very scintillating question. Cardi, what do we got next?
All right, so here, the next one is a set of questions that they asked the reporter. They were interviewing the deputy, and they had a set of questions for him. So this is about 35-second clip for that one.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yep.
Have you guys received any more tips about sightings?
We have not. We are currently following up with his movements within the city of Altoona, and we are cooperating and assisting the Pennsylvania State Police with that investigation.
Is there still a timeline of when he actually got into? Can you tell us any other locations that he may have been in?
At this point, we're still following up, and it's early in that investigation.
Do you have their timeline sense of when he may have gotten to Altoona?
I don't have that information.
We've seen some images of him from inside of the McDonald's. Is there body camera video now that will also be released?
There is body cam video. At this point, it's not going to be released.
Very interesting. What else you got? I know you put together a couple clips,
yeah.
Cardi.
Most definitely.
Let's keep listening.
All right. B is an eyewitness account from them doing a news report on the people that were actually there that testified on them seeing them and actually did the report of calling the police. So
okay, great. Let's take a listen.
Yep.
Gary Mangione being held there in Altoona this morning. What more are we learning about his arrest and the evidence police there found when they took him into custody?
Yeah, on 5 days after investigators used drones and canines and scuba divers trying to find evidence to find the suspect, it all came down to good old-fashioned see something, say something. And that's what happened at the McDonald's in Altoona when a patron saw something suspicious, somebody suspicious in the corner of the restaurant, notified an employee that worked there. That employee then recognized him from the photos that had been circulating and called law enforcement. The NYPD said this morning that that particular man, Luigi, was not even on the law enforcement's radar until that phone call happened. Now, according to court documents, when Altoona police showed up and started questioning him about whether he'd been to New York recently, he started shaking and getting visibly agitated. Our team spoke this morning with somebody who was at the McDonald's when this all went down. Here's what he had to say.
The guy came in the door, and I didn't really look at him. I thought it was everyone was kidding around. The one guy said, "That looks like the shooter from New York." And oh my God, they arrested this guy at McDonald's. So then I came back and I said to the one worker, I said, "Was that here?" And they said, "Yeah." And I said, "Was I here?" They said, "Yeah, you were sitting over there."
So this is really interesting because remember y'all yesterday on the show, and if you missed yesterday's show, do not worry. You can go check that out at civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show. Yesterday I said, I think a key element of this guy's defense is going to come down to what is called the Terry stop, which constitutionally speaking means you have to have a reasonable suspicion to detain someone and then pat them down. That is what the police interaction with Mr. Mangione was at that McDonald's in Altoona yesterday. But this fact that this witness and the police report indicated adds another layer to this. In other words, not only did they have the physical similarities between Mr. Mangione and the photographs of the suspect, okay, which potentially might even be enough on its own for that reasonable suspicion-based Terry stop. But what we just heard is that as police were questioning him, there was this very fascinating moment where they said, hey, have you been to New York City recently? And the guy physically started shaking. Y'all, I'm just going to make the call now. They're going to still argue about that Terry stop. But that little fact, like right there, yeah, we don't usually start actually quaking and shaking when asked, hey, have you been to, I don't know, Dallas lately? Unless you got something going on, you know what I'm saying? So that fact right there, Cardi, I thought was just fascinating. And again, I think that that will be an absolutely key argument that prosecutors will make about why the Terry stop was perfectly constitutional. And if you've just been newly tuning into the Maggie Dawn Show, I'd like to think I do know a little bit about what I'm talking about here, because I've been a lawyer for a very long, long time. Now, Cardi, before we go to break and I hit everybody with this big question on the other side, I wanted to know, do you have the recording of what he was yelling at reporters as they brought him into the courthouse for the extradition hearing?
I might have that document on here. I have the items that he had in his book bag when they caught him as well, too.
Yeah, which I've covered. I really want the sound of him entering the courtroom because he exclaimed some things at reporters. He yelled out, and we're going to look.
I think I do have that. I can bring it up right after break.
Yeah, we'll take a listen. But what he yelled out to people was along the lines of, this is an insult to the intelligence of the American people and their lived experience. Quite an interesting thing to yell out as you are being basically pushed and pulled into the courthouse for that extradition hearing. I also have some of what Mr. Mangione said in the extradition, all of that ahead. And then the big question that I want all of you to weigh in on, I'm going to give you that after we come back, after this next set of messages, which is, of course, going to have Pam Yonke's farm update in it. But let me set the stage. Here is what we know about Mr. Mangione. This guy was Mr. Popular, an Ivy Leaguer, super connected, politically active family, wealthy. They owned two golf courses. This guy knew a ton of people. Did we hear anything from that ton of people from Mr. Mangione's vast network of family and friends and connections? No. We heard about where he was from a random person in a McDonald's. So start thinking about that. We're going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to hit you with the big old question that I want you all to weigh in on. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation.